Hello, this is Jamin.
And this is Rob here, ongoing moviegoers. This is Rob and Jay here from the ongoing moviegoers, here to come with you for X-Men Days of Future Past.
Days of Future Past.
And I must say, I gave this movie 10 minutes. If this movie was going to suck, I'm walking out. But they had me.
I had to walk out with him because he was my ride. That was going to be awkward.
But they had me hooked. They had me hooked. And I was like, okay, it's getting good.
Yeah. Let's go. They did a good job starting off with, like, action stuff in the beginning. You know, pull somebody in.
Like, stuff happened during the movie.
Oh, this is review.
This is the review.
We're not going to be like, oh, things happened, then. This was pretty good. Basically, if you want to hear that, this is the first part. X-Men, Days of Future Past, it was a good movie. Go watch it. End. So if End. You don't want to hear anything in detail, please.
Stop right now.
Stop listening.
Stop listening and go to the movies and go watch it.
Yeah.
It's sad that it took them like 6 movies to get it right, but they finally decided to get it right.
Yeah. The less detailed they were, and the more focused on just the characters, they did a good job, you know? Because I don't know why producers and directors feel the necessity to try to make things different, like character-wise, from the comics, even though that's the reason why we're watching it. I have no idea what the problem with them is.
Yeah, it's like you read the comic and then put it on screen. It's not that hard. And they still didn't do it in Days of Future Past because in the comics, Kitty goes back instead of Wolverine.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess they got to do stuff because, you know, it's got to be all hip and everybody likes Wolverine and
Hugh Jackman.
Everybody loves Hugh Jackman for some reason. But, you know, he all right. I don't know about the Wolverine origins, though. I don't know what that was about.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, if you actually read the Wolverine Origins, you know. Well, I guess it was a graphic novel, technically, but yeah.
Yeah, it was a graphic novel.
So, yeah, I mean, again, the whole movie, if we're going to we're just going to talk about that. So, I have a problem with the original X-Men. People like that one, but it just didn't, age-wise, it didn't make any sense. You know, they had Rogue as a kid, which makes no sense. You had Sabretooth as some beast, which made really no sense. And he didn't know Logan. And the reasoning behind things didn't make any sense, you know. It was just movie to be a movie using X-Men characters, you know. And I think it's Marvel's fault for selling the rights to Sony in the beginning,
right.
They should just kept it, you know. You know, if they knew what they knew now, they wouldn't have gave it to Sony. Because I guess they were trying to save their company. But it got, you know, they couldn't, and Disney has it. So if they knew what they knew now, they would have kept X-Men and Marvel. So they can do some actual real mashups and characters and, you know, from the creators.
Like, how they do it in the comics and just not be like, right. Oh, we can't do this character or we can't say certain things in this movie because it interferes with another company in their movie where right. We might get sued. So,
yeah. We don't care. Like, that makes no sense. We're paying money and we don't care. So, anyway, companies gonna be companies. But, yeah, so that was the first problem in the first movie. Like, majority stuff in the first movie that really didn't bother me, the nostalgia of seeing them was more of anything.
Yeah, actually seeing them on screen and stuff.
I didn't like Halle Berry.
What?
In the beginning.
Everybody always said
that. Any of the movies,
everybody
man.
Like Halle Berry in the movies.
she's a hit or miss type of chick to me. You know, and she missed all of this.
She missed all of it.
All of it. It's like, they just picked a popular black chick and called it a day.
Oh, that's messed up.
I'd rather you actually pick some African chick, throw a wig on her, you know, taught her some lines, you know, and called it a day. You know, because I mean, even in the comics, like, she was popular because literally she was the color in the room, you know? So, but she has cool powers. But even in the comics, she didn't have a lot of dialogue. You know, she was the voice of reasoning majority of the time. And in the movies, she used lightning, like, and wind. Great. And she used the camouflage. That's pretty much all you did.
No movie. I'm like, great. It's crazy. You're really using your assets. Because in the comics, she eventually becomes the leader of the X-Men for a while. Right. I guess they weren't trying to hear that in this movie.
I mean, she was, like, for a quick second, she was the leader of the X-Men in the crappy third one. You know, so.
I guess.
Right.
Yeah, I get because Jean killed everybody. She killed the entire cast.
Right. In the second movie, it was basically all about Logan. I mean, let's be real. And he's a cool character. Wolverine's a cool character. People don't like him because he's so hyped up. But, I mean, that's what happens when you take something that can hardly die, put metal in him, and has claws.
Like, what do you expect?
In an action comic, you're going to get some cool stuff happening, you know. There's no other character like him in the X-Men universe, you know, that didn't derive from him.
Right.
You know? So, like, I don't know. I mean, he's a cool character. You can't deny that. So that after the Wolverine, basically, movie, it had Nightcrawler in it. Nightcrawler was really cool. I enjoy Nightcrawler as a character, you know, because he's supposed to be weird, and he's weird. He was weird in the movie, and I enjoyed that.
Gambit and Nightcrawler are my two favorite X-Men. Yeah.
Gambit and Nightcrawler. I wish Gambit was Gambit.
What? What you mean?
I wish he was more Gambity. You know, what? He's supposed
Gambity?
To be. Yeah. Like, so, that's just me. I'm coming from the TV show, you know, X-Men. That's where I came from. You know, so that's all my original knowledge of X-Men coming from the 90s. So, you know, that's me. So, and I enjoy that Gambit and that relationship with
Rogue. Yeah.
And the relationship with the Professor X. All that. I enjoyed that. Because, right. Like, Wolverine wasn't a team player, you know.
Nah, not really.
He didn't want to be there. He just had nowhere else to go.
Yeah, nowhere else to go.
Everybody else is wanting to try to fight for human, for mutant rights, you know. But he was just like, I'll kill somebody. You want me to kill somebody, you know? Like,
let's go.
And he's always smelling stuff. That's all majority he did.
Yeah, he did. He always sniffed stuff.
Somebody's coming.
All right, bub.
Like he's like a bloodhound with claws. So, anyway, that movie, all about Stryker and all that stuff. And the third movie, which was, I don't know, they just killed everybody.
They were reaching too hard.
It was like, how ballsy of him to try, like, I'm going to end X-Men and I'm put my stamp on it. It's not about you, director. It is not about you.
Did Bryan Singer do the third one?
Huh?
Bryan Singer did the third? He did all of them? Oh, my God.
No, he did the third one. And I just, like, it's not about you. And hopefully he learned from his mistake. I mean, my goodness. So, if you've seen the third one.
Don't.
The Phoenix came to be, but no fire stuff, which pisses me off. I was like, you have this intergalactical super being inside of Jean and no fire. She just broke things up.
Yeah, like, where's the actual creature that was talking to her? Where's the little red jewel that she popped out of? Where's the whole space mission and all that stuff? And
I remember all of that.
It didn't happen. It just didn't happen.
Just imagine how that movie would have been with that in it. I mean, like, you just, like, this is an actual being inside of Jean making her go crazy and stuff.
And she wasn't even the Phoenix. She went from Jean to Dark Phoenix. And, like that. Like, what? Right. How you skip a step?
It's crazy. Hey, Scott, come by the river. Oh, okay.
Jean, where are you? Death. Like, what?
Wait a minute. So, it's just, Anywho, so that happened, and then the Wolverine stuff happened, and then, like, they just keep, it's like, it feels like an abusive relationship that I'm in, you know, like, I keep getting hit, and I'm coming back because they're doing little nice stuff for me, and it might be time for me to step out, you know, because they do a little bit stuff, like, they give me Apocalypse, make me want to watch it again. But if you look at consistently through the X-Men movies, they're constantly messing up on purpose.
On purpose.
Every single movie.
And then they make a movie to bring it back.
At the end, it's like, huh, I might want to, you know, stay and watch it. And, like, they keep doing it. They keep doing it.
They give you these little teasers to make you be like, man. Oh, okay, just come back and watch it. Just come back again. Give us your money.
Right.
And then you'd be mad during the whole movie. You'd be mad for 2 hours, and then you get 2 minutes during at the end of the credit scene to be like, yes, I can't wait for the next movie. And then you'd be like, really? And then they give you 2 more minutes at the end of the credits. They should just take the end credit scenes of all their movies and just put them together and just make 1 3-minute show.
Run teasers.
Hey, just call it a day.
And honestly, I'm getting so much off topic, but... But honestly, I really don't like how America's gotten to this. We've only seen, like, these long-ass movies that don't need to be that long in theaters. I will pay the same price or, you know, $1 or $2 cheaper for a shorter film so I have better quality content, you know?
Right.
Like, there's no shorts in actual, like, AMC theaters anymore. You have to go to some small, unheard-of theater that costs, like, $2 more. To go watch some unheard of, unnecessary film. You know, like, it would be cool if they did a short X-Men about the actual Phoenix, what happened to the Phoenix. You know, could be like an hour or 40 minutes long, you know, and be in theaters, you know. Say it's like $1 cheaper, so like what movies was, how much you pay for a movie, like $10 down here in Georgia where we are?
I think it's like $8.50, something, $8, $9.50.
Right, so it'll be like, what, $7.50 or something.
Yeah.
But we'll go watch that. You know, like, that's something that I might enjoy. You know, and we only take that 2 hour long content. Like, the more content you get, despite if the content's crap, we're gonna take it. Like, that's not necessary. You can just give me good content. It can be short. It's okay. You know, just long as it's good. That's all I care
about. But I guess, too, you gotta think of, like, they gotta try to make their money back from the ton of movies. That's because they don't show like a lot of independent films.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't have to be independent films. Like, why does this? Why is it so necessary? Just what's the worst going to happen? You going to save money? don't. It's not that necessary for 2 hours when I only enjoyed an hour. So just make it an hour and make it really good.
I don't know.
Stuff that you don't need.
I swear we was in the theater for like 3.5 hours. That movie was long.
I mean, no, it was 2 hours and 20 minutes, but, you know, there wasn't a lot of dry scene. But anyway, so yeah, X-Men,
Back to the movie. Days of Future Past. So, the movie starts out, you hear Professor Xavier's, like, narration, and it's like, they got him in, like these camps. Like, what's the word, internment camps, I guess?
Yeah.
And it's like they're wearing these things on the back of their necks. It reminds me of The Matrix a little bit. But they're, I guess they're...
It reminds me of The Matrix and Tron at the same time.
But it's like they were suppressing their powers. And
that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, we could assume. And they were like leading them into this little thing. They had like bodies on top of bodies that
on
were
top
just...
On top of bodies.
And they were all dead. But the thing about it was, Professor Xavier was like, even if you were a human and you were helping them out, they'll kill you too. So it's like,
you're
going to get got regardless.
So you mutant, you die.
And if you're a human, if you help them, you die.
If you have genes that might produce
if you might produce a mutant, you're going to die. Like, what?
My grandkid might be me, you're going to kill me? That's messed up.
Like, I ain't had kids yet. What is this, Minority Report?
Right. Couldn't you just neuter me and just get it over with? Do you have to kill me? Like, I don't want to have kids anyway.
They were no chances.
It's just ridiculous.
But then...
It was so obscure. about, like, we just knew that some bad humans were ruling, and that's it. We didn't see nobody. We don't know what's really going down. Because you didn't really see anything. You just saw the oppression of the future, but nothing else.
There was nothing. I mean, it was shown. Pretty bad, though.
Right. I'm like, if I'm the leader, I'm like, okay, I think we killed enough mutants. Let's just shut it down for a week or so. You know, like, but we didn't see any of that. And it was like one-sided. You know, that's just me.
But let's talk about those Sentinels for a second, because I don't know what kind of Sentinels those were.
Oh, yeah, those super Sentinels.
Those super hybrid, mutated, super organic Tony Stark War Machine apocalyptic Sentinels.
It's like they stole the blueprints to Ant-Man's Ultron and made their super Sentinels.
Right.
And, you know, went over to Mr. Fantastic's lab, stole some other stuff. It just made some super
hybrid
robots for no reason. Sentinel. Who are these robots for?
I don't even know.
They were so efficient. Like, why? What pissed me off, you had so many. Why?
There were for every one mutant, there were like 30,000 Sentinels. That's how bad it was. So people probably don't even know what we're talking about. So basically, the Sentinels, okay, Trask, Mystique killed Trask. That's the guy who created the Sentinel program. She killed him. And so they were like, okay, so now we see why his program was needed. So when she ended up killing him, she ended up getting captured. And they used her DNA Stryker. They used her DNA because her manipulating abilities, they used that for the Sentinels. So if you're an X-Men, say if you're a Bobby or aka Iceman, and you blast in the Sentinel with ice, the Sentinel's going to adapt to your ice and not be able to freeze. So it's like, you're doing nothing anymore.
And they looked like they were communicating with each other. So like one Sentinel stole a fire ability and used that against Bobby, and the other one who was fighting Bobby, another Sentinel used his ice ability against some fire guy he was fighting. And it was interesting how they used the Sentinels. You know, they made the Sentinels real dark. They didn't talk. They were tall. They were real creepy. You know, and they were malicious and did not give out mercy. They were just there to kill.
And speaking of kill, they killed Colossus. They ripped him in half.
Oh, my goodness.
In metal form. You know how strong you gotta be to do that?
And then it's like, they were, then at one point he got decapitated one time they killed him. And, no, he got beaten to the ground.
Yeah, they beat him into the ground. Yeah, because Bobby was in ice form.
Yeah, they
squeezed his head and broke it off, and it was like a giant piece of ice.
Yes.
And then the fire dude got his arm cut off.
Oh yeah.
The hunter dude, he got put into the flame. He's on top of the thing, but I don't care. This movie was semi-racist because Storm.
You just jumping.
I did jump. I'm just about to jump in this one. Like, no. This is messed up. They come from behind Storm, stab her in the back, and throw her off the mountain. Threw her off the mountain.
So we're in the future still. Like, okay, whole premise of the movie. What's the name? Kate?
Kitty.
Yeah. Kitty was had the ability to go through things, and I guess her mutant power evolved, and she was able to like push somebody's brain back into the past, or
their brain, or whatever. You mean their mind,
their consciousness. You know, so that's what she did. You know, so like she would grab somebody, put somebody's consciousness into the future self, tell them, so the future self knows the past because it's the older brain there. So yeah, that.
Well, rewind a little bit, because at first she did it on Bishop.
And when it happened, so basically, it's like if you take it from, there's one timeline, and then when she started using her ability, and she'll jump his brain back into the past of that timeline, making two timelines. When the guy wakes up, that timeline that she was in to jump him in it didn't exist. It ceased to exist. So it's like two timelines, one timeline. That's how that worked. So she did that through the movie, and that was the whole premise of the movie, that she used her ability on Logan to jump him back way in the past to warn him about what's happening now so it won't happen.
Well, not him, to warn everybody else.
Well, we jump into his body to right. warn, you know, Xavier and everybody to prevent this from happening.
Right.
And they figured out the main reason why this was happening, because Mystique had killed the man who created the Sentinels,
Trask,
making the signal program so powerful by using her DNA to make the Sentinels be able to change and adapt. So that's what he was, his whole purpose of past was doing, to go back and stop that.
Yeah, because it was actually, because Professor Xavier was like, he was going to go back and do it, but then she was like, she probably gonna rip his mind. She's gonna rip his mind apart or something like that. And then Logan was like, "Well, what if somebody who can regenerate as fast as it can tear it apart?" And she was like, "Oh, okay." So yeah, that's how that came about. So he went back into his body. He wakes up sleeping next to some chick, and then like he wakes up, looks out the window. Then like some thugs come in, bust in the room. It was like, you're supposed to be protecting the boss's daughter and all this stuff. And so they start shooting him up. Then he pull his claws out. And his bone claws come out. So apparently when she put him back in time, it was before he had metal claws, obviously. Right. So,
and yeah. It looked like he was shocked. Like he forgot.
But he forgot that he bone, didn't, that he had metal bones.
He got shot. He was like, ah. Ooh. Like, yeah, you're getting shot, bro. So that was interesting, seeing Logan not really able to do anything because he doesn't have metal in his bones anymore.
Yeah, it seems like after the metal came in, he got stronger.
He didn't get stronger. He just had unbreakable metal.
Yeah, no, so but like, seemed like during this movie, like he was like weaker
because he got shot.
No, I'm not talking about that scene. I'm talking about the whole movie. It was like the bone claws wasn't as good as the metal claws. So it was like, so you have Wolverine, but it's not like, he's not like 100% Wolverine. I mean, he was, but it wasn't like,
it was natural Wolverine. You know, it wasn't the Striker Wolverine. You know, just before the project, you know, he just didn't have metal bones, metal skeleton. So that's why when in the future, well, in the timeline before this, when he did have metal, when people shot him, he ricocheted because right through it passes through the skin, but it bounces off the metal bones. So he really just not getting hurt, you know. But now when he gets shot, it goes all the way through you. He's like, ow, you know. So I mean, it makes sense why he is a little weaker, because he's getting shot and hurt. And you know, because it was a couple of scenes when, he beat up, he beats him up because he's Wolverine and stuff, but it takes him a good second, you know, because he got these bone things. You know, coming out his hands. It was like, Quicksilver was like, oh yeah, that's creepy.
Goes
back in the past.
So yeah, goes back into the past. Takes those guys
up, takes the boss's car, drives, and go finds Xavier.
Right, so he goes to the school, and Beast is there. And he's like, well, what's Beast's real name?
Ooh.
Dang, what was his name? Not important. It's Beast. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Aww.
So he gets Beast there, and then, you know, they don't want to listen to him at first. Then he meets young Charles, and he's like, you're walking. What's going on? And then that's when Beast explained that he made a serum that'll help him give his legs back, that'll help his spine, but it suppresses his mutant gene ability. So he can walk, but he can't use his powers. But then you learn that he didn't really want his powers because he's tired of hearing all the voices in his head. And so, like, it was, like, a point to where, like, he's kind of like a fiend, like a drug addict, because he had to inject it into himself like every so often, but he would always give more than what he would need. And so, like, the last time that, well, before he stopped using the drug, like, he was like, he's like fiending for it. Like,
Hank,
I need
his
it.
His name was Hank.
Hank, that's what it is. Yeah, Hank.
Okay. Yeah. He was fiending for it.
Yeah, he was fiending for it. So it was like, I need this. I'm tired of hearing the voices.
He wasn't really dating this chick.
But yeah, because him and Mystique, him and Mystique weren't talking anymore. So he was going through, like, a, I don't want to say it, but like a Kurt Cobain kind of moment. Where he was like,
Kurt Cobain.
Like, I didn't want to do this no more. Like, in my life.
Overdose. Oh, my goodness. Yes. But yeah, he didn't off himself. He just.
He was close to it. Drugs, he was on drugs. He was on them drugs, man. What did they call the drug? Did they call it anything? I don't think they called it
anything. They probably did. I don't think that wasn't that important. It wasn't even a drug that, like, got me high because he drunk. I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to drink when you're ingesting that much drugs in your body. But yeah. He was a drunk as well, so the drug was just for his fine stuff, and he just sat in the house in his robe drinking.
Non-stop.
Which he can do. He a rich guy. He can do whatever he want, you know?
But yeah. So then they meet Quicksilver, and they need him to break Magneto out of the Pentagon, who's like 100 feet underneath the Pentagon.
Right.
And it's kind of weird because we all know that Quicksilver is Magneto's son.
Right.
So the lady that they showed in the movie, which is his mom, so we're assuming that, you know, Magneto slept with her some kind of way.
Yeah, slept with her twice.
Because, the Scarlet Witch, and she was in the movie. Like, she didn't have any lines or anything, but you saw her, like, watching TV.
Right.
And stuff like that. So Quicksilver, he made the movie.
He made the movie.
He's very comedic. If you guys don't know, he played in American Horror Story. I can't remember his name, but if you watch American Horror Story and if you watch X-Men, you know what I'm talking about.
It was good.
Yeah, like the one scene where he was like he was feeling on the back of Magneto's neck. And he was like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Holding your neck so you won't get whiplash." And he ran past the security guard, and the security guard just like levitated off the ground.
Right.
And then he
created a shockwave.
Magneto had to catch himself. Like, what just happened?
Oh, he was in Kick Ass.
It was funny.
But yeah. So yeah. Peter was. He was pretty cool in the film.
Then So Mystique. Basically, they were going back in time to stop Mystique from shooting Trask. When she shot Trask, that's when, you know, they captured her, they tortured her, all this stuff, and used her DNA to build the Sentinels. So, they get Magneto, they go to the White House, they meet up with Mystique, and... Hold on, let me rewind a little bit. So, we find out that Magneto was underneath the Pentagon for killing JFK, but... That's when Professor Xavier was asking him, like, why are you in the Pentagon in the first place? That's when Magneto was like, do you know why I was in there? He was like, for killing the president. And they was like, the bullet curved. And he was like, because I was trying to stop the bullet. That's why the bullet curved. But they got to him before he could finish, like, stopping the bullet.
Because so, apparently JFK was a mutant.
He was one of us. Yeah, that's what he said. Because he was one of us and they was trying to kill him. And Magneto was trying to stop it. But it was too late. Thus, he got arrested for trying to kill him. Blah, blah, blah. They blamed it on him because he's a mutant. Thus, we get back to this part where Mystique is about to kill Trask. And then Magneto takes the gun. So, he's not going to... So she wouldn't kill him. However, this man going to go crazy and try to shoot her.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's like, what? How are you going to shoot her? What did she do?
He just decided that's the easiest thing.
That's just the easiest way. Just kill her and then everything's going to stop. No.
I mean, apparently, you know, he did not think, you know, he didn't think scientifically, like, you know, just because she's dead, she still has blood and DNA and stem cells and, you know, they can still use this.
Right.
You know, he just thought, you know, if she's out the equation, then it's over with.
Right. So she runs and jumps out the window, and he shoots the gun and curves the bullet out the window.
I thought that was pretty slick.
And it hits her in the leg, because at this point, everybody's, like, trying to stop him. But he shoots the gun and makes the bullet curve and shoots her in the leg. and all the blood and stuff is on the ground. So they get the blood that's on the ground and they use that. So it almost seemed pointless at that point. Like, they sent Logan back in time for nothing.
Right.
And they then,
even mentioned that, you know, maybe it is pointless, you know. Maybe time just creates itself. Like, you can't change the future. It's going to happen how it's going to happen, you know. Which she might be right. We don't know yet, you know. But after that, he what did they do?
Oh, what about that one scene when they was with the stun gun? When it was a young version of Stryker. That's the guy who gave Wolverine his claws. And he was, like, getting shot by the little stun gun. And then that's when Logan, like, snapped out of his little consciousness and was going, like, back and forth between present and past. Right. Or because future and past.
He had to be calm.
Right, he had to be calm the whole time. And he was like, I just saw somebody that's going to cause me a whole lot of pain one day.
Which is crazy to send Logan if he has to be calm. The dumbest thing.
And he said that too, like, really? Right, you gonna ask me to be calm?
Really? But yeah. So which was pretty cool how they did that. Like, you know, they pushed Stryker in the film. I thought that was pretty slick. You know, because he could have killed them, but then I know he started thinking that he actually, like, at some point needed to be that Wolverine. You know.
Right.
So it was interesting that they did that.
And then what happens after that? Oh, so then we get the purple sentinels that we all know and love. We get the purple sentinels. Magneto actually goes off and tries to, I guess, take control of the sentinels when he was on. Like, he goes to the train where they were shipping them.
Yeah, he puts metal in the sentinel so he can control them.
Yeah, that's what he did. Yeah, because they didn't have metal because of his ability. So
right. They purposely didn't make it with metal. He could have destroyed them on the train, but he put metal in them so he can. Of course, he had a diabolical plan, you know. So he put metal inside of the Sentinels, which is pretty cool. I didn't know Magneto can do that, you know, because it almost like went to like a liquid.
Like metal-ish. A liquid, yeah.
So I was actually surprised. It's pretty cool.
So, yeah, he did that. Then, I was wondering, like, because I remember in the trailers, they kept showing him picking up this baseball field, like.
Right.
What are you finna do with this?
Even in the film, like, when it was happening, I was like, what is the point of this?
Whole time, well, like, maybe there has to be a purpose for this, for like.
Blocking reasons, but a big old hole in the bottom.
It's a hole in the bottom.
Well, it came to the end when he actually dropped it, it made a barrier around the White House.
Then he put the Sentinels on top, and they were shooting all the humans.
I was trying to get inside. That's pretty slick.
So that was creative on his part. I'll give you a round of applause for that one. But then, so what happens after that?
After that, he yanked the bunker from the ground.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, because it was all, yeah. Well, who was the president? Nixon?
Nixon.
So Nixon was the president, and so they went down to the law.
No, not Nixon.
That was Reagan. Nixon?
No.
That was not Reagan. That was Nixon. It was Nixon.
Because they did the Watergate thing. Yeah. That was pretty slick. He's like, church is off record.
Yeah, off record. So they had Nixon go into the little underground bunker at the White House, and of course it's metal. And so, like, the whole time Magneto's, like, feeling through the house trying to figure out where he's at. Then he feels the metalness. Rips it out the ground. Opens the door. So they all try to shoot him with their metal guns. And so he picks up all their metal guns and turns their metal guns on them.
Right.
Then he turns the cameras on because they were at a little press conference for the little Sentinels. And so he starts giving this long speech. Well, I'm thinking it's about to be a good Magneto for some reason. But he was like, no, somebody's about to die.
Yeah, I knew that one would happen. When he
I'm just letting y'all know what's like, about to happen. He was like, so as easy as you can stop a mutant, we can easily kill you.
Right.
And your president. So, yeah.
Which is pretty, it was real vicious. It was real Magneto-ish, you know. And that was a really consistent thing they did in this film. Magneto was Magneto, you know. Because, like, throughout the films, you had Magneto being Magneto, but then, like, in the like the X-Men when it came out, like, he was regretting him being Magneto for all those years.
Yeah, he was apologizing. I'm so sorry, Charles. He was apologizing for the way he's been. He's like, all these years of fighting where we could have been, you know, making peace.
And then, like, and even in the first movie, not the first movie, but the movie before this one, when like he first made the X-Men, and like Magneto, he was cool, you know, he was the friend and everything, and only towards the end did he actually started acting like Magneto. But even then, it wasn't 100% Magneto, because he was just getting revenge from like his parents dying or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But in this film, it was all Magneto. Just, you know, this is his path, you know, he's doing, like, it's not even like a, only thing you can relate it to would be like a Martin Luther King and a Malcolm X type of thing, you know, like, I'm choosing action because this is going to get results, and rather, Xavier's choosing to change people's mindsets. Because that's going to get long-lasting results, you right. know. So that's the only thing you can relate, relate it to. So, you know, this was like you saw that.
And then what comes after that? Oh, after Magneto gave his speech, like they wound up getting his helmet off. Oh no! Mystique took a plastic gun with a plastic bullet and shot him in the neck. Yeah, she was in the president, shot him in the neck. He didn't die, but, you know, shot him in the neck. Which is kind of weird, because if she would have shot him in the neck then, wouldn't the future Magneto, like a bump or something, would it? I don't know.
Well, we didn't see the future Magneto.
Yeah, we did. Because I'm talking about, like, in the apocalyptic version.
I told you that was at this point. It's still two timelines because he was still asleep.
Oh yeah, once that's he right, wakes that's up, right, then it's right. Right that's one right, timeline. That's right.
So, yeah, that Magneto was a different Magneto. So it was interesting. I enjoyed the whole thing. You know, I really the whole movie was about Mystique majority.
Yeah, it really was. Like, I didn't think Mystique had that big role of a.
She was going to choose. Was she going to be story. Mystique, or was she going to be Raven? You know, so I enjoyed that. That was pretty cool. You know, I wish they would have. Well, that was enough, you know. Because Mystique, you know, our Mystique is kind of a psychopath, you know, but I don't know about this new Mystique, you know, because she's going to be more like Raven than Mystique. So, but, you know, it's because she's still. Raised, I mean, okay, so after that happened, after she knocks Magneto, like, out for a little bit, he got knocked out, just for a little bit, he got back up, he was like, if you let them get me, they'll kill me.
Right, and he was like, I know, that's why I'm letting you go, but he just levitates away, like, puts his hands up.
It's like, a scene before, he had stuck metal rods in Wolverine and threw him off a bridge. Like, threw him.
Like, across way town, across town.
Into a river. And he just floated off like nothing happened. You know? Like, everything was chill. He had the Sentinels just kill people. I mean, like, I don't know. I would have gave him nightmares or something.
For real. I would
have did something. This is ridiculous. He kind of got off scot-free, which is weird to see in a movie. You know, that somebody just murdered somebody. But, you know. It's X-Men.
It's X-Men. What are you going to do? Bryan Singer, what are you going to do?
Right.
What are you going to do?
That was not done well.
But but after that, okay, so before we get to the part where the timeline fixes itself, because that's a whole nother story. So they pull Wolverine out of the water, and Mystique is in Stryker's body. Well, she's Stryker in, you know, her manipulated form. And she was like, I'll take care of him. So now I'm thinking, like, was it really Mystique who was doing all this stuff to him?
Might be.
Because that kind of made me confused a little bit. So I was like, oh, Mystique did all this to Wolverine, or was it really Stryker? Or was she just there just to get him out of the water to keep him from dying? Right. And then she left. You just got to put that together yourself. When you watch the movie, you know what I'm talking about.
So it's real weird. So we don't know. We honestly don't know. We don't know how much of Wolverine is still our Wolverine, or is this new X-Men timeline Wolverine. We just don't know.
Right.
So that was that. Then timeline got fixed the whole point. You have to be calm for your subconscious to be in the new body, and you have to stay asleep. So Wolverine couldn't wake up in the future, or all this stuff will happen. Now, at this same time as they were fighting, the Sentinels were killing everybody in the future. And so Storm died, threw her off the cliff.
Racist.
It wasn't racist. It was really
the two crazy. Black people, the two the, on, the only two black mutants died first.
He could have separated them a little bit. I mean, I that was just so weird. But yeah, so
they overloaded Bishop to the point where he just exploded.
Exploded and like an eyeball came at you.
And like pieces of his body just flew apart. Like really, really, this is what we come to now.
So yeah, that happened, got stabbed with a piece of, not, it wasn't metal, but it was something. A piece of Sentinel.
Yeah, Magneto, yeah. Magneto built like a barrier around the little room they were in with metal. And so, like, the Sentinels were coming after him. Then he stopped them a little bit, but like a piece of the Sentinel going to like his side
and stabbed him. Since it wasn't made out of metal, he couldn't stop it. And it was a really good movie. Then towards the end, and when everybody started dying, and when Sentinels finally got to him, they they did enough damage that she stopped using her ability, and that's when he woke up, and that's when the new timeline started. And then Logan woke up in his room in the Institute. And then he got up. And he looked around. And he had little gray hair things. So we knew, okay, this is Logan. Logan's back. And then he stepped outside. And Hank was like, oh, so you're getting a late start. And walking around the crowd. And he's all extra confused. Like, what?
Yeah.
And, he's seen everybody. Storm was there. Rogue was there.
Rogue and Bobby.
And Bobby was there. What's the name? Kate or
Kitty?
Kat was teaching class.
Yeah, she was a teacher.
He went downstairs. I wanted to see Jubilee.
Oh yeah, they're never gonna show Jubilee. Dude, she's a non-factor at this point.
But anyway,
she was actually in a deleted scene on one of the X-Men sequels. Yes, she was in a deleted scene, which is weird. Like, watching the deleted scene.
I mean, they're bringing everybody else back, but
Right. What you can't
so
bring.
So I'm pretty sure if I watch it again, I'll probably see some mutants that I forgot about. But they went down. She went downstairs.
And saw Jean, of all people.
Saw Jean with super, super, super red hair.
And did you hear the audience's reaction? People was like, what?
Right. Which, yes, it was
everybody
like,
was confused at this point. Like what?
Confused. He changed the timeline.
He changed time. Like, it never happened.
You know, so after he saw her, he was all, oh my God, touching all over the face.
He's touching her face. And then out of nowhere, Cyclops come out of there.
Like, hey, what you doing, bro?
Like, what you doing? Hold up. Chill out.
Yeah, you here.
Oh, yeah, I forgot, because you never got evaporated by your wife or your girlfriend.
Yeah, that was awkward. So,
I like the new shades he had on. The new
new
shades he had on was pretty cool. And it's the same actor who played actress who played Jean.
Yeah,
same actor who played Cyclops. Like they brought the original cast back, so
which is pretty cool.
There was no confusion about who was who.
And then and then he's talking to Xavier. He was like, man, what happened? He was like, what you talking about? He's like, I don't remember anything from since the 70s, 19.
And that's when he was like, Logan, it's you, Logan. He was like, yes. He was like, welcome back. I have to catch you up on so many things.
Right.
And then that's
when he gave me all the time. He would just touch his head like, there, boof. He got all the knowledge.
Because he was like, because it's funny because he was like, when he first walked in the room, he was like, you're late for class for professor. He's like, professor? Like, I teach?
Let me teach history.
He's like, who else better to teach it?
Right. You think you teach like, war history.
War history or violence or anger management or something.
That would be funny. That would have been funny.
Just play history. I guess if you lived that long, I guess you would teach some history.
Right.
Using all the wars.
Yeah, you should know something. But yeah, so after that happened, then I was in the movie.
That was the end of the movie.
Oh, that was it.
Then we get.
When we explain it, it's a lot quicker.
Yeah, we explained, what was this, 46 minutes, and then, like, we talked about other stuff, so about, like, 30 good minutes, so we explained the movie.
That was the whole movie.
It was over 2 hours.
The pacing was fine. I wouldn't say certain scenes needed to be cut, but.
The special effects in the movie were quite nice. Like, you weren't expecting some stuff that happened, like, oh, wow, that's a lot how they did that. I like how they did that.
Right. It wasn't, well, we don't count. Now, when we talk about special effects, we don't count because we actually went to school for this stuff. So it won't be a lot of stuff that impresses us regardless. but it was okay. It's like, it wasn't nothing that, you know, that blew my mind or anything. I probably give it a good maybe 10 years, 10 to 6 years. Of that, it'll held up like the 3D until it looks weird. You know how you go watch old films and it's like, that was weird. Like, they should just, why did they make that?
Yeah, why it look like that?
It's just like Alien 3. If you want ever to watch back Alien 3, whenever the alien's like a 3D thing, you can tell like the lighting and reflective is completely off. And it's like, I can tell it's 3D. But anyway, at the movie ended. And people were leaving the theater, which was stupid.
Why do people always leave the movies? Like, you know what's about to happen. Like, you got to know by now.
Right.
But everybody just kept getting up. And I'm like, you know it's not over, right? Like, why are you getting up? After all the X-Men's, after the 15 X-Men movies, the Spider-Man movies, the Avenger movies, the Thor's, the Iron Man's. You know something's happening after the credits. Right.
So that happened, and then that scene.
That scene.
Yeah.
The scene made the move. They could have just showed me that one scene. I would have been happy, honestly. I mean, don't get me wrong. The movie was good. The movie had me, like, I was into the story. Like, I was sucked in. But if I could have just seen the end credit scene first.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm good.
That'd be fine.
But so for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, the end credit scene was the apocalypse.
Oh yeah, apocalypse.
And he looked like a blue teenager. Like, well, he's obviously blue, but he's like a teenager. Like, he didn't look like an older man. Like, he's like a young man.
This is probably when he was first, you know, conquering. So.
Oh yeah, it's probably when he first like woke up. I guess I don't know how to
woke up. Like, you know.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be the first mutant, and he's all badass and stuff. He can manipulate molecules and talk to tech. He basically has unlimited like field of what he can do. So his power is pretty dramatic. And the scene they showed was him building the pyramids by himself, just willy-nilly, like you build Lego blocks or something.
Right, he's building the pyramid. Then they were all praying to him. They was calling him, like in the comics, I believe it was Abin Sur they called him.
Mm-hmm. That's his name.
Yeah, Abin Sur, so they was all chanting that. And then all of you look off to the corner, then you see the four horsemen there. You're like, oh man, it's about to go down.
Right.
So,
they're going to have to deal with that, apocalypse, you know. If they can't handle robots, man...
Like, yeah, they can't handle mutated robots.
I don't know what they're
going to. How you think you're going to take on the first mutant, the god mutant?
Right, and it's funny because I hope he doesn't kill any more X-Men. I'm tired of him killing X-Men. I'm done with it. You know, he took how many movies? He just every movie somebody was dying.
Pretty much.
Then this movie,
everybody died.
Oh man!
Literally.
Technically, yeah, everybody died. You know, so I don't know, because I want Apocalypse, but the whole point of X-Men, you know, they get beat up. And the world is in peril, but you know they find a way, you know. But they can't find a way. You keep killing them. let them figure this out. So hopefully they'll do something. Hopefully the movie will be interesting.
I'm looking forward to it.
I hope he doesn't make an apocalypse, man.
Yeah,
that would just be the worst thing in the world.
And it's scheduled for 2016.
Yeah, which is really soon. I don't think it should be that soon. I think it should be 2020. You know, just push it back. You know, make sure you got the apocalypse down pack. You know,
like a build up towards it.
Right. The film in general too. Like, make sure the writing's good. You know, make sure you got a plan. Cause I just don't mess up.
Right.
Know? That's just the worst. Cause you can't get nobody else that's bigger in the X-Men universe than. Well, if you did the Phoenix right. That would have been a whole movie by itself. But
I'm not going to talk about that. So, Apocalypse is a thing now. We've been waiting for it, forever.
It's already titled and everything, X-Men Apocalypse.
Okay, so that's what... So, Channing Tatum is in X-Men. However, I don't think he's going to be in the Apocalypse movie. Channing Tatum... Oh, my God, I can't believe this. So, I did say that Gambit is my favorite X-Men.
Right.
And Channing Tatum is Gambit, so not sure how I feel about that.
You don't like that actor?
I mean, Channing Tatum. I don't see him being a Gambit.
When is the movie coming out?
It's not titled. I mean, it doesn't have a release date yet. It's just announced.
Wow.
Channing Tatum is Gambit. I can kind of see him as a Gambit. I mean, he can't talk with a regular, he can't talk
That's the problem.
He has to have an accent, Louisiana accent.
I've never seen him with an accent.
A Cajun accent. He don't have
It's deep.
it's real deep.
He's from the bayou.
Right. You better be a raging Cajun. I don't want to... Don't be this punk Gambit with a regular dialect. He's going to just...
Gambit. Who's this guy?
Name's Gambit. What? No, you're not. Get out of here. Who are you? You know this guy.
That's going to be interesting. Because, I wouldn't see him as... Gambit as well.
But he might do a good job. I mean, I haven't seen enough Channing Tatum movies to know if his movies are good or bad. But I did see, what was the one when, what was it, Jamie Foxx was the president?
Yeah.
Oh, I just seen that movie too. What was the name of it?
White House Down.
That was pretty good. I liked that one. And I did see 21 Jump Street. That was good.
I mean, he's a pretty good actor when he does
action
comedy
movies,
stuff.
Comedy stuff.
And romantic comedies and stuff, but...
Yeah, he did that one. He lost his memory?
I don't know, dude.
He was in a... Oh, was it the female? I don't know.
I can't even tell you.
Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. Anyway, it's whatever.
That's going to be awkward, man.
I don't know.
I like Gambit, too, man. He seems like he... What? I don't know. I come from the cartoon. He was super Cajun.
Super Cajun.
You could barely understand what he was saying half the time. What? he was the gambling. I don't know if he's gonna pull it off. He would have to. I don't know. He would have to go live in a bayou right now. Go deep
to live
Louisiana,
in a bayou.
To a town I don't know, and just stay there.
And stay there.
Just stay there until the day of the shoot. I don't know how
they're gonna do it either. It's probably gonna be crap, and they're gonna have to make a movie for Wolverine to jump back in time and fix him. And, I don't know.
Oh man.
But it is what it is. So Shannon Tatum, don't mess this up for me, please, sir. Thank you.
Wow.
So, scale of 1 to 10, what do you rate it? Would you recommend it?
I give it an 8.5. It was pretty good.
8.5?
Yeah, it's pretty good, man. Would I recommend it? That's real hard to a random person. Like, you have to understand X-Men to some extent. Like, you at least have watched a cartoon or something, you know? And so, yeah, I recommend it.
So basically, you know, people who are fans of the comics and the TV shows, like, they're obviously going to go see it just because they're fans. Like, but if it's a new person just coming in and go watch a movie.
I don't know.
Like, so this is X-Men movie. Is the X-Men movie any good? Think I should go see it? What would you say?
It's weird. It's like saying... It's like saying, hey, go, you haven't read the books of Game of Thrones. Go watch Game of Thrones. Like, imagine if Game of Thrones was crap.
Game of Thrones had books?
Oh, Jesus. Yes, Game of Thrones had books.
God.
So, imagine all of Game of Thrones were crap, but it was like a movie of Game of Thrones that was coming out. And it's like, would you go tell them to watch it? I'm like, I guess. But you're not really going to 100% understand what's going on, you know, because you didn't read the book. But it's weird. It's one of those things where it's like, it depends on your person. And a random person that just wanted to go see an action film, no. No. I mean, because it would just be pointless for you. Is because there's no introduction. They didn't introduce nobody. You know,
it's pretty much like you know who everybody is.
They were
right.
Killing people. If you knew who they were, you knew who they were. If you didn't, you didn't. Like, people were dead before they even said anything. Right. So, like, Colossus didn't say anything. He died, like, twice without saying anything. And right. If you didn't know who Colossus was, you'd be like, oh, man, that was a pretty cool metal guy.
But he got ripped apart twice.
Right. So, it's at the stage where it's like, you have to go watch the movies. But I wouldn't even suggest that because they were so crappy. So it's like, you have to go watch the crappy movies, go see this decent movie, because an awesome movie might come out with Apocalypse.
Right.
Like, I don't, this, it's weird. I think they messed up so far, so hard, that they only have the fans that are fans. Like, right. For new people, I don't know. I personally, I give it an 8.5 because I enjoy X-Men. You know, as a general movie, it was really good. I would probably give it a little higher. You know, if this had nothing to do with X-Men, these were just random guys with powers, I'd probably give like a 9 something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but since I know what this is, and I'm like, you like certain things you could have not done, and I don't know, I wouldn't recommend it to anybody who didn't know X-Men. If right. They knew X-Men, because X-Men is a comic that's been out for a long time, probably before I was born. So, like, you know, my mom knows who X-Men is, probably read a comic of it, you know, but she might not know the details, but she knows of X-Men stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, but this won't be her type of movie, because it's majority action-based.
Right.
So,
what was your favorite part of the movie?
Can I say Apocalypse?
That's automatic. Okay. Everybody's part of the movie.
Is that the movie?
That's not even part of the movie because it's after the credits.
My favorite part of the movie, wow. I'm trying to see the first thing that pops in my head.
I know my favorite part was the scene on the plane when Magneto was explaining
his
feeling. Yeah, like he's. But the part
it had to be Quicksilver.
Oh yeah, Quicksilver.
Pretty good. Well, it was one of the best scenes in the whole movie. Just for the whole thing, the actual comedy of it, his actual powers. I enjoyed everything. The Whiplash thing, that was funny. his part in Magneto when he did the he put the barrier, because I didn't get it. You know, I didn't like.
It didn't make sense. Like, why are you doing this?
It actually happened. I was like,
he dropped it. Like, oh, that makes perfect sense.
He was in some series, so I like stuff like that. Yeah. Like, I was watching the movie, still didn't get it until it actually happened. So
I just like the plane scene when all the stuff fell over and Logan was like,
pick this shit up.
You just made a mess. You need to pick this up.
That was pretty funny. Like, didn't nobody care that you can mush metal?
Mush metal. You need to pick this stuff out this plane.
I mean, I'm pretty sure he had to feel some gratification knowing that, oh, I don't have any metal on me. So you literally can't do anything to me. You know, I can stab you right now.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure he did not care about Magneto at that point. Like, you gonna pick this shit up? So yeah, that was my favorite. What was yours? What would you rate it?
What would I rate it? Mm-hmm. If I was to rate it out of all the X-Men movies, it would be a 10.
Hmm. That's real high. It's real high. 10 out of 10?
From the X-Men movies. From the X-Men movies.
For comparison.
And it's like 10 of them, so. Out of all the X-Men movies, that one would get the 10. But out of everything, I would give it about, it's an 8.
Yeah.
It's a good 8.
It's weird when you go watch one, because we was in, it was like, man, that mess was. And then you reflect on it a little bit, like, yeah, I'll give it an 8.
Yeah, I'll give it an 8. I'll give it an 8. Like, there wasn't nothing that was, like, really bad about it.
Right.
But they could have done more. Like, they could have gave more, like, you know, not behind the scenes stuff, but more like story of like the future, because it was like future, past,
right?
And then it was like future again, past, and then future again, past, and that's it.
I don't like. There was no detail in the past. I mean, the future.
Yeah, like just, get like what
the world is just.
This is what happened, and like, now we got to go fix it. But like, what happened in between? Like, give me more story of the future. Like, I know it's bad, but give me more.
What happened to civilization?
Like, yeah, that's like, what I'm trying to figure out. You just wipe out people? Like, are any people alive? Like, who's controlling the Sentinels, or are they controlling? What happened to Master Mold?
It was too many questions.
Because doesn't Master Mold, doesn't he start making the Sentinels after Trask? Because Trask dies of a disease, doesn't he? You remember Master Mold, the big purple? Let me Google this thing right quick. Master Mold. Robot supervillain. I thought so. So where's Master Mold? His primary purpose was to act as a portable Sentinel creating factory, and the Sentinel robots were primarily used to hunt mutants.
Right.
So Master Mold was eventually making more Sentinels, but they didn't have Master Mold in there. They had Trask, which is right, but where's Master Mold?
He's saying, once you start diving into actual history, it's like, they didn't say anything, you know?
Right.
Like I said, they focused on the characters, really didn't go in detail because they didn't want to mess anything up. And they just, that's how they went. And that's why I'm giving like an 8 or something, because it wasn't satisfying, you know? It was like a light, fluffy cake, you know? It's good, but it's not that thick richness that you want. You want that heavy stuff to make you going to be full from it, but, you know, it was light. It was good, and I enjoyed it, and it wasn't bad. So, it's kind of hard to rate these movies, especially the ones that aren't really the obvious bad.
Mm-hmm. So,
it wasn't a bad movie. Go watch it if you enjoy X-Men. It was better than all the rest of them, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, that's why I gave it a 10 compared to the other ones.
Tell you that much. But, you know,
then Apocalypse
don't expect 12. To see a moving comic, you know, on screen. It's just... I think that's just not going to happen. That's not in the cards anymore. Hopefully they won't mess up with Apocalypse, you know. I will rant and rave when they mess up with Apocalypse, but, you know.
We shall see. We shall see.
Yep.
Well, that concludes this episode of Ongoing Moviegoers. Any closing statements?
Nope. Go watch the movie. You know, review it yourself. I want to see, hear your comments.
Hear your comments.
Hear or read.
Hear, send read video, your comments.
Send audio.
Send some audio.
You know, link it in our comments below. I'll go listen to it and comment on it.
Comment back and be like,
back, yeah.
And be like, what? Did you see the same movie?
I don't think that was right. yeah, but no, seriously, it was a good movie. You know, tell me what you think.
Tell us what you think. All right, we'll see you guys in the next one.